Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Where's your head at?
Mine's going to be in the toilet bowl soon. It's the Chats with Cats podcast. So a spew for me, do a spew for Mark, do a spew for Dan. How are you boys?
Very good. Very, very good.
Very good.
Kick us off.
Something in the news.
Yes.
Kyle Sandilands doing Kyle Sandilands things.
Yes.
Now I want to get your take on this.
For those that don't know who Kyle is, who is Kyle Sandilands?
Radio host.
He's a well-known radio host and shock jock.
In Australia.
Wasn't he on, not The Voice, what's the other one? He's on something.
Australian Idol.
Yeah, for a while.
When Dicko left for a bit. So, on Kyle's show with Jackie O, recently they had people on their show from a podcast called the Men's Podcast or something. No, World Fresh and Fit.
Yeah.
Guys out of the US. Myron Gaines is the guy who was on the podcast. Now, Myron came on the podcast with a theory and an argument, and he wanted to let the world know. What did he want to let the world know, I hear you asking? Jeez, not all at once. He said he believes that the relationship between a man and a woman, women want attention, men want sex. So his thing is that men are capable of having sex with other women while still loving their girl the same. Now, the people interviewing him, Kyle and Jackie O, were fucking appalled at this theory. And he basically went completely ballistic on the guy. The guy's like, no, let me finish. And he goes, I'm sick of letting you finish with your long-winded, boring answers.
And just cut him off.
He goes, but mate, you asked me on the show. He goes, so fucking what, clown? He's like, cancel this bloke. Get him off. We can do it.
And he just... They had an agenda.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where do you sit on this theory, though? Do you think there's any merit in it whatsoever, being honest to the truth?
No. I just think if you like someone and you're in a relationship, you just don't cheat. Don't have sex with anyone.
So you're saying this is a person in the prime of their sexual career, you know, you're probably, hey, you might go to bed tonight and still get some action, brother.
Guys, question to you. In a relationship, man and a woman, they have problems. If someone is cheating on their partner, wife, husband, is it typically the man or the woman?
Wow, great question. Younger man, older woman.
As a typical.
You know what I'm getting at? What's the answer?
Well, I think you always hear about...
I think it's the man.
Well, you always hear about
women. I'm
going
to try and find that out. Keep talking. I'm going to do some search.
I don't know.
I believe that the man is often the person that's cheating in the relationship. Now,
I don't know. I hear 50-50s on these.
50-50s. I'm definitely not hearing 50-50s.
Well, let's see what Google says.
In general, men are more likely than women to cheat. 20% of men and 13% of women reported that they've had sex with someone other than their spouse while married, according to data from the recent General Society survey. That was 2018, so it could have changed.
Is this a fact or are men just being more honest? I think it's a fact.
Now, all right, I want to take it a step further.
Take it a step further.
When you say cheating, everyone thinks that you're talking about sexual intercourse, right?
Yes.
What about emotional cheating?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point too.
Okay, so the relationship gets a little bit stale.
Are you talking about flirting?
Maybe you're not talking as much to one another.
Yeah.
Maybe someone on Instagram likes your photo and then slides into the DM, says, hey, you're looking good in that picture, Mark.
That's not cheating.
How have you been lately? Oh, yeah, pretty good. But then it progresses. So you never make physical contact with this person. Let's say they're in Alabama, for an example.
Yeah.
But maybe you start sexting. So there's the implication of sexual conduct.
That's definitely cheating.
But you haven't had any insertion with the person.
I could imagine there'd be a lot of people out there that think that emotional cheating doesn't qualify as cheating. Therefore, people would emotionally cheat on their partners all the time. So I look for that.
Yeah, it feels more release. Feel more innocent.
Talking to people when they're saying a lot of inappropriate things, but there's no physical contact. Therefore, they think that that's okay.
Yeah.
Pass this directly to you. If you found out that Alison was sending nude photos to a guy.
Oh, see you later.
Yeah, see?
That's done.
She hasn't done anything. She hasn't let the guy put a PP in the PP.
It doesn't matter. Just even disrespecting me at all like that.
And not only that, people that do that, you would assume that it's going to end up leading to more than that.
Yeah.
Right?
I think if you're already doing that, you've already made up your mind.
Yeah. I tend to agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've seen by the numbers that, yes, it is the man. So this guy's saying, hey, we're sexually charged. We just want to get out there and sow some seed. Not going to have kids all over the place. Just going to sow some seed. We'll come back to you later. We'll sleep in the same bed. Kiss you with my dirty lips.
It doesn't work like that, though. No. People have emotions. It's not the animal kingdom. That's the problem. People have language.
We're dealing with human beings.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Exactly right. Yeah. And that is why I went with the emotional part. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't matter if you put your pilly in your willy. It doesn't.
What was that? The pilly in the
wind. Can you write that one down?
I feel like I'm going to spew and I'm just making up words as I go. Okay. That's how they do it in the pros, baby. It doesn't matter if you get inserted or not. If you are talking inappropriately with someone else, if you're sending them a nude picture, even just being a bit salacious, oh, I wonder what it would feel like to have my dank in your stank. Not good enough. Yeah. That is not okay. Yeah.
Wow, the bank in the stank.
So don't do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Furious agreement?
What's that?
We're in furious agreement here.
Yeah, I agree. I think just if you like someone, just be with that person. If you don't like them, then go away. If you both agree you want to do whatever you want to do, then both agree on the same thing.
Yeah, I'm with Dan on this one.
You both got to be on the same page. Yeah, yeah. Talk to each other, be on the same page. If you're both happy with the agreement,
the same page.
Yep.
Have you ever been in a toxic relationship?
Yeah, a couple. Yep.
Any examples? Anything you want to share?
I
don't have to name names.
Just probably when you're a bit younger, just both a little bit immature, don't really know how to, like, exactly what I was just saying, like talking to each other. It's the biggest key in a relationship.
I was in a great relationship where we had such a good connection, but there was never ever sort of anything decided upon when it came to the discussion of what you can and can't do in a relationship.
Oh, he's saying that.
So it was,
they were on a break.
No, it was sort of, it wasn't open, but it was never like.
It was never closed.
Okay, Ross.
We never fully committed.
Okay.
And there's a lot of regrets about that because.
Hang on, so you weren't boyfriend, girlfriend, or you were just seeing each other?
Well, we lived together and we got along. No, it's complicated.
Okay.
All right, but.
It fucking sounds complicated, big fella.
Yeah, yeah. But we definitely should have discussed. Certain things that
see communication breakdown.
I know. Bad.
May I please ask?
Because we obviously got jealous, right? I got jealous. She got jealous. Certain things happened. Certain decisions were made, and that all could have been completely avoided if there was a discussion.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Can I please ask?
Yes.
Who was the first one to go wayward?
Me.
You were.
Yeah.
Can I please ask?
Yeah.
How did you end up living with this person? Did you guys go out looking at rental properties together and sign a lease together?
It was decided that she wanted to move out and she's like, do you want to come live with me? And I was like, yeah, sure. So that's pretty much how it came about. It was never ever sort of something that I was really involved in. It just sort of happened because she was keen to live with me. And it actually was like really good. Like,
yeah.
Like, it was fine.
Except it was great. You got to bring other women home.
No, it wasn't like that. It was like problems often occurred when we were like out. Alcohol tended to become a problem with this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So can I ask one more question?
You can ask as many as you want.
When you first completed your misdemeanor, was she like, you know, cooking dinner on the couch and you just walked in with another woman and was like, hey, just going to the bathroom.
Nothing like that.
No?
Nothing like that. It was more like we may have been out and I may have been talking to someone for too long or dancing with someone for too long.
So it wasn't penetrative sex is what I'm asking?
No. And actually, a lot of the issues occurred when we were traveling.
Oh.
So it's sort of like there were no boundaries once we started to travel together. And I had made errors on the trip, and she had as well. But we stayed together because we sort of felt like, okay, well, obviously there's no full commitment here, but if you're going to do that and I'm going to do that and we're still here together and we're still having a really nice time and I love your company so much and you love mine, then maybe what we've got going on isn't that bad. And you know what? I look at that relationship now and I go, how much better were we getting along compared to people in marriage relationships or fully committed relationships that are having a shit time? So looking back, all I think of it is maybe there should have just been more discussion and more understanding about what can and can't happen, and then the problems
just to clear it all up.
Fixed. Mm. Yeah.
So do you think, let's put this two ways then, if you or her came to one another and said, hey, let's lock it down,
yeah,
would you have been in a position where you'd have been like, yeah, that's cool, I'm keen to do that?
Honest answer?
Yeah.
Depends what time it was.
Really? It was that bad? Like the flow between good times and bad times, was that significant? No,
we met one another in 2000. I'm better get this year right. 2015. If that discussion happened in 2016, then no. 2018, 19, then probably yes.
Yeah, okay.
So that was a maturity thing for you?
Correct.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Huh?
Were you very sexually active as a young kid? Like younger, high school stuff?
When I was in a relationship, obviously no. When I was single, then yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I was trying to do is trying to ascertain whether it was that you still hadn't sowed the appropriate amount of seed in order to settle down,
yeah,
or whether it was just that, you know, you wanted to spend more time getting to know.
Well, believe it or not, and I think I've told you guys this potentially, but my first proper girlfriend, well, not my first proper, but the girl that I first slept with, I was 16, and we were in a relationship until we were like 23. So by the time I was 23, I'd only ever slept with one girl. So there's a little bit of understanding. So when we split up as a 23-year-old...
That's what I'm asking.
Having slept with only one person, right? Of course I wanted to put myself out there a bit.
Wanted to explore and...
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyone would. What was your sort of sexual experiences like when you were around
deck of cards, mate, and just fucking throw them all around?
Oh, yeah. You're from the country, of course.
No, in actual fact, so we're talking about toxic relationships, right?
Yeah.
My first serious, maybe you call it that, first serious relationship, I was fully committed to, wasn't without its hiccups and all that sort of thing, but I found out that that girl cheated on me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I found this out. And the reason I found it out was I'd moved to Adelaide, and I went back to Millicent for a weekend, and an old family friend bailed me up on the dance floor at the pub and said, I need to tell you something. You're not going to like it. Please don't hate me, but this happened.
And it was him?
No, no.
Oh, someone else.
This was an old family friend of mine told me. And I was like, for starters, she was drunk, and I was like, I don't fucking believe a word you're saying. Like, that just wouldn't happen. Anyway, found out it was true. Hectic. And to that point, I'd never cheated on anyone before, serious or not serious relationship. I just never had. Once you're seeing someone, you're committed, engaged, talking, yeah, whatever, that's that. So that's why your situation really like blows my mind a little bit. Mm. But horses for courses, it is what it is. So there was two things that went through my head at that point, and neither of them are good, right? So the first thing was when I first moved to Adelaide, had a hernia. I got pretty unfit.
I had a hernia.
Left inguinal hernia.
I had a right inguinal hernia.
There you go. Between us, we've both got a little bit of mesh on either side of our pelvis.
Three testicles. Did you have another testicle?
Mine was like a fucking grapefruit.
Dude, this is awesome. I had an inguinal hernia. They are fucked.
Have you guys both forgotten you've told this before on the podcast?
Really?
Well, yeah. He has.
Yeah.
Season one.
Oh, sorry. Fuck, I've got the mesh. That's awesome. Have you got a little scar?
Yeah, three. Keyhole surgery.
Are you sure I'm talking about this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, guys.
So I was overweight, right?
Mm.
And I wasn't confident that I was going to be able to find someone else. So I thought, stick with what you know. So, you know, we fought about it, blah, 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 whatever. She cried. So did, maybe I did, I don't know. Hurt me, whatever. But then we got back together. It's all going to be fine. But in the back of my head, I thought, you know what? Fuck you for hurting me. I will get you back.
Oh, that's a nasty.
Revenge. It is.
It's revenge nasty. Tour. We're on a revenge
but
tour.
The only thing, I mean, there's no justifying that thought process. But the only thing that allows me to live with it is I was never the one who did it first. But I was the one who did it second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
And I've heard rumors that there was a seventh. Yet to be confirmed.
Hang on. So
go to the jury.
So once you did it, you couldn't stop?
No, it wasn't about that. I did it, got back at it. There was times that I cheated on her that she doesn't even know about. Like, it was just like, I don't actually like this person enough. And I still, although, see, my theory was proven wrong. So my theory was, you're not in great shape, stick with what you've got. Yet I still kept being successful in my pursuits. And it probably became
Hang
a little
on,
bit
of a thrill
of the chase.
Hang on, this wasn't the same person. This is different people.
Different people.
Oh, wow. That's bad too.
The worst one was I pretty much got into another relationship. So I had two going side by side.
What?
That was pretty bad.
What? Hang on. I've never heard this.
Because it was like ages ago, before you and I ever met.
This sounds like me in 2015.
Wow, you're a bad guy.
But for so, like, I just kept justifying my behavior because you did the wrong thing by me. So it doesn't matter what I do to you now.
Did the so that I'm assuming that the other girl that you started dating had no idea about the other one.
Well, so I went to kiss her one night at a party, this other girl, and she said, "No, you've got a girlfriend." And I said, "I'll fix that." So I think I either did break up with the other one or I told her I'd broken up with her, and then I saw the other one for 3 or 4 weeks and it was it. Wasn't anything serious, but
yeah, right.
Yeah, hectic.
Are we too honest on this podcast? I feel like everything that we're saying is just 100% genuine, and a lot of it people wouldn't be willing to say to their fans, the general public. So I applaud you for that.
Yeah, that was pretty honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like 19, 20 years old. So you're talking 15 years ago.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't wish any ill fate on that girl now. Like, she's got a husband, I think, and kids and whatever. Good on her.
Happy days.
Yep. It's got nothing to do with me. And yeah, my life has nothing to do with her. And that's the way it should be because we were just not right for each other.
And yeah, probably a bit too young.
Love it.
All right, let's move on to something else.
Moving on. All right. I saw something today where there was an Everton football player, soccer player, however you want to term it, who there was a, they called it a smoke bomb, but it was like a flare basically. Someone in the crowd threw a flare onto the field. Now, if you were at your workplace and someone threw a fucking flare at you, what would you do? Would you just play on?
I don't know. I've never been that close to a flare, ever.
I'd probably put in the bin and then maybe call the cops.
So this soccer player has run past, grabbed it, and thrown it back into the crowd.
Oh, that's very dangerous.
That's such a cool reaction. Like, hang on, I'm playing a game, flare comes in, pick it up, throw it back in.
Yeah.
Like, the thought process is incredible.
Yeah, hey, absolutely.
So explain what the end of a flare is. Is it like a hot...
It's got to be something like that, yeah.
Or a flame?
I've always wondered this because...
I think there's different types. So this one's saying it's a smoke bomb. Maybe there's no hot burning flame that's coming out of it. But sometimes you see them and yeah, you can see it's glowing at the yeah, end, like a flame's coming out of it and whatever. But this was like glowing blue, so I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll have to come back to you on that one.
Yeah.
But I just think if you were working at a bank and someone came in and threw a flare, you're not just going to keep scanning people's cards and getting their money out for them. Why should a professional soccer player be subject to that?
Well, I mean, he could have left it and someone else would have got it, surely. But he chose to grab it.
How frustrated would you get? If it's happened multiple times, I'd be like, cut this fucking shit out.
I think,
Here you go, have it back, loser.
You score a goal, there's a lot of euphoria. The crowd is cheering. It's all about you. This is your moment. Flair comes in. I think my prediction is he's seen it as a really cool opportunity to do something that no one would ever do and go, fuck yes, have it back. And that's part of the celebration.
Yeah.
Like that's, he's been overwhelmed with euphoric joy. He's seen it and gone, fuck yeah, like I'm fucking awesome. That's my guess.
You reckon this guy's the type of bloke who like gets his dick out at parties?
Probably. Urinates in the cupboard and then, yeah.
Hey, how
fly kick someone. How he's that guy.
Still get so many flares into the game, by the way.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, yeah, how do these people even get these flares?
My mate's working security. I'll go through that game.
Yeah.
It's got to be. Like, they're like all football fan, like fanatics over there.
It wouldn't be that hard to shove one in your ass crack, surely.
Oh,
like, not up your ass, but just in your ass crack.
I don't know, I've had five flares up my ass. So.
Yeah.
We've all been there. Come on.
We have.
So this got me thinking about professional sport in general, right? In this day and age of professional sport, so we're talking sport across the globe is a multi-billion dollar industry. It's huge. Mm-hmm. How on earth do you still have, let's think about the Oval when they play cricket there. You know the pitch map and it's like, it looks like a fucking caravan.
Yeah.
It's not a round, like it's not an oval. It's not a soccer oval. It's just this weird thing where they've somehow built stadium around it.
Bigger side here, smaller side there. Yeah, I get it.
Then you've got where you play football on the weekend. It's not a regulation size ground.
Oh my god!
That's not professional sport, but you even see that in the SCG versus the MCG.
Well, is yours bigger or smaller?
So the oval that we played football at on the weekend, I haven't played there for 12 years. Bridgewater Oval. If you saw it, you would be absolutely staggered that we're allowed to play football there at a Hills Central Division A grade ground. It's not even remotely close.
What, big
to
or
being
smaller?
Acceptable.
It's 120 meters end to end.
Okay. 120. Okay.
110.
I did my little fucking Rain Man mathematics. I reckon it's about 125 to 130 meters long. The 50 meters, how many meters is the 50 meters at?
42.
38. And you know the SCG when the 50 meter arc
like encroached on the square.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what happens. And the square may not even be 45 by 45, it's meant to be, right? I'm thinking 125. It's a very bad ground. And not only that, there's a creek next to it. And in like June, July, the water rises in the creek, flooding the oval. So Bridgewater have to play their home games at Callington. So the reason we miss out on playing there in all these years was, one, they were in the country division. Now they're in the central and they're playing there, and we always play them in the second half of the year. But this year we were in the first part of the year, right?
So it was a bit dry.
Yeah, and their oval, you walk off and you're like, why am I so fucking itchy? Like, there's something not right with that whole setup, dude. Like, everything's wrong with it.
So,
like,
do you notice that?
Like, itchy, like bumpy oval, itchy grass, 125 meters, water coming over. Like, I'm sorry. It's
sounds
not
like a nightmare.
It's not even remotely close to being acceptable, Dan.
Yeah, like, fuck.
It's bad.
Where else is it over in, I can't remember which one it is now, and I'm going to get crucified for this, but is it at, it's the cricket where they run up the hill to one end?
Can you give me like a state or a...
It's like Edgbaston or something like that. They're like, it's always spoken about. They go Ashes over there and they're like, oh, this is the end where they're running uphill to the pitch and the pitch is like on a weird angle.
I feel like this is something I should know.
But yeah, it's like, this is professional sport. Why is there still all of this shit? In today's day and age, there should be no home ground advantage because all the grounds should be regulation.
Yeah.
Maybe when you're inside the... When you're inside the ground, it's like the wind swirls this way from that pocket, or it's, you know, one of these sorts of things. It should not be that the ground is like running up 12 flights of stairs from one side to another.
Yeah. And so are you saying that with the money they've got, they should just redo everything?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah. 100%.
It's so hectic that it really just does my head in. No home ground advantage. It just shouldn't be there.
Well, I mean, there is though. Like, you look at...
These cats, these bloody cats are so loud tonight.
What's going on? Don't
shut up. Nala is just so loud. Just keeps fucking...
Is she on heat?
I don't know.
Is she horny?
I've never
Duncan's
heard
okay. Karen. Duncan's okay, but
all this talk about cheating on your partner. Oh. Nala's just like...
Cats and...
Oh, shit. All right, I'm going to go grab her and find out what the fuck's wrong. You guys keep going.
Yep, go on.
All right, I'm going to tell a story, so don't be long, Dan. A man from Nigeria on the brink of losing his long-term relationship to his girlfriend as she threatens him unless he pays her 40 $1 million.
Okay, so first off, what's the equation here?
All right, the context is this. This man stole $10,000 from his girlfriend to place a crazy bet.
And he won.
And he wins it. He won $100 million and he gave her $10,000 back.
So he paid for them.
He replaced the money.
Yeah.
Play on. But now she's saying, no. You took my 10 grand to do that.
Yeah.
Give me 40 million, otherwise I'm gone.
And what's the total winnings?
100 mil.
Okay. So is 100 mil in that country worth 100 mil in Australia?
Oh, well, it's Nigeria, so it was probably worth about 10 bucks. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that is a very important factor. But you know what? If the money was enough for me to live off and that was the situation, I'd be happy to give her that amount back if I knew, like I said, that you could live comfortably off that. It's all about, Rick, it's all about the conversion right now.
Okay, so let's say it's Australian. So forget that this is in Nigeria.
If
10K, you take from your missus. Now, there's a chance that she's not seeing a cent of that back.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know about it.
So she's obviously found out about it, right?
Well, he went back in and told her. That's why I'm just reading this story.
He's being too honest.
So he then goes in and she's like, where's that $10,000? And he goes, hey, great news. I won $100 million with it. And she goes, that's not great because how much are you going to give me?
Here's the thing. The way I look at it, if you have $40 million versus $110 million, like I'm sorry, but your life's going to be exactly the same. You're going to be fucking rich. You're going to be so well off. Everything is going to be fine. And if this lady is hassling you and the only reason that you have that money because you managed to get 10 grand out of her, I assume that he probably stole it without her knowing.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon, I think that's okay. Like I wouldn't be very bothered about paying her that money.
Do you think there's any inkling in her head though going, I am going to take this 40 million that I'm extorting it?
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Out of my boyfriend. Yeah. And I'm going to leave him.
Yeah.
I think for me, right, if the issue was... Can't find him.
Yeah. Dan's back. He was looking for the cats.
All right. Well, we're back. We just had a catastrophe.
A cat-astrophe. Duncan's been found. Everything is okay. Dan still has two cats and we're going to continue on.
Oh, yeah.
Would you get the tile of our podcast superimposed with no black cat if you lost him or he died?
What a great question. I don't know. I'd have to do something, I reckon.
We love those cats. You wouldn't, like that.
Little crosses over his eyes or something.
Rubbish.
That's sad.
I actually thought he'd gone, like disappeared.
He's back.
Yeah, you had genuine fear in your eyes when you came in.
I was really worried.
Mark's like, that's okay. Just sit down. You're like, no, I'm going to find my cat.
I love the cats as well.
All right. So the query that I had, right? If you were absolutely guaranteeing that this $100 million you've got was going to be yours pulled together, whether 40 mil's hers or 60 mil's yours or whatever, I think you'd be fine with that. Between you, you've got $100 million. I reckon what he's worried about is she's going to take her 40 mil and she's going to get nicked, find some sugar honey baby and go. Otherwise, cough the money. It's a lot of money.
I think, you know what, our opinions on this are so, they're so different to what they would actually be in real life because in our minds, having half of that amount of money is amazing. But he's already got that full amount. So losing half of that full amount is now a completely different thing.
That's a very good
because
point.
Because the way we're looking at it, like, 40 million versus 80 or 55 versus 110.
So we're gaining 40 million.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So our opinions are obviously going to be different. That's how I view it.
If it was you, how hard would you dig your heels in about it?
So
Alison, 10 grand out of your bank, comes back with 100 mil.
Well, first off, I'd never ever take the 10 grand, but look, let's say if I won, I'd just give her half. 50 million is incredible. Like, you're yeah. never going to have to work again. You know what I mean? And the thing is, regardless of whether or not you stay together or not, if they're a good person, you'd want to do that, surely. If they're a bad person and they were being an absolute fuckhead, then maybe different. But, yeah, that's where I sit with it.
Yep.
All right.
Going back to something I had at the start, but I'm slipping it in here. Nick Kyrgios is back.
Love a bit of Nick, mate, don't you?
He's just so interesting. Kyrgios played a charity tennis game the other day.
Of course he did. You were front seat, weren't you?
Rick and Kyrgios is you and cryptocurrency.
Probably, yeah.
That's accurate. Yeah, I like that.
Nick Kyrgios is actually a baller. Like, he's really good at basketball.
Awesome.
He is. Oh, sorry, mate. No, How good are you at basketball?
Not good.
I just wish we still had video. That was sensational.
Yeah.
So he's out there like doing full fadeaway jump shots. The leader of the state government over there was playing in it as well. And he went up for a jump shot at one point and Kyrgios like just jumped and slammed it. And he's like, get that shit out of here. Like real arrogant shit. But good. Like this, if it was me going to watch and I was watching some, like all these losers bounce a ball around the court and just not being good, I don't want to see that. I don't care how B-grade celebrity you are. I'd rather see a decent basketball spectacle. Now, in the grand scheme of things, he played most of the game. He only scored 16 points or something like that. So it's not like he went out there and just...
That's pretty good too, isn't it?
It's good, but it's like he didn't go out there and make everyone look stupid. He just did a few things that were like hectic.
Yeah.
I think that's play on. But there was this former NBL player, he was, Steve Carafano, I think his name was. He came out and he's like, that guy's just an arsehole. I can't believe you'd do that in a charity match. Where do you guys sit on this?
What, playing too hard and too for long? Yeah.
It's like, think about the AFL Legends game that they have sometimes. Mm.
Very, very casual.
Yeah. It is casual, but then you get moments where like Bungie McLeod just grabs it and goes and no one can get near him.
Yeah,
you
know,
you pick your moments in those games.
Yeah, I think...
If it's close and, you know, you need to kick a goal, you go for it. You know, if you haven't had the ball for a while and you get it, you're like, I need to do something good so everyone knows I've still got it and I'm not like a loser. Yeah.
I think it's a 70-30. So 70% casual, 30% show them what you got.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I would suggest that this is what he's done.
Yeah. Not
he's
bad.
Swatted some bloke, yelled in his face, spat on him probably.
Oh, that's not good.
Got a heap of wicked shots in. But then he only scored 16 and, you know, play on. And they raised some money for charity. I think it's a good thing. Mm. I just think people want to always get on Nick Kyrgios's ass and I don't like it.
As long as you raise some money for charity, you can do whatever you want.
Have you got his face tattooed on your back yet or what?
Yeah. Only half done. I need to get it filled in.
That's good.
Burn Atomic.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Bernie's making his comeback. We all know about this. We've spoken about
it.
Oh, my mate loves this shit.
The other day, Bernie's Instagram feed, his news feed, Wirial, whatever you call it, stories, all of a sudden went from, oh, yeah, I'm training to come back as a great tennis player, to, hey, guys, you'll never believe this. I just made $15,000 in 30 minutes on crypto.
Oh, yep. This is so typical.
Click the link. And then it continued.
In other words, guys, I've just realized that I can't make the same money that I used to from tennis. Mm. I now know that I can make it from crypto. Click this link. I need my next car. That's literally it. That's all it is.
This got me thinking exactly that. Back when Bernie was actually on the tour because he was good enough, which he's not at the moment, you remember he used to sit in press conferences after he'd just given up in a game, collected his check, and then he sits in the press conference after and he's like, mate, I'm worth like $15 million bucks. Do you really think I need to be here and play this tennis game? Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So that was his attitude right back then. Now he's had a bit of a nefarious lifestyle, partying, women, cars, houses. Probably spent a fair bit of cash in the last 5 years, 6, 10, something like that. Mm. That grew quickly to double. I reckon now this whole comeback isn't because he wants to be a better person. This comeback's probably because he wasn't very financially responsible.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
So you now see him
doing a lot of dumb shit.
Now he's going, oh, big burn, you're fucked up. Mm. And you're not going to be of age to play tennis at a professional level for much longer. You better get back on the tour. Now, he's been trying to get back on the tour for, I don't know, 6 months, let's call it. No more partying, no more drinking. He's vegan now. He's up early, training, all this sort of stuff, putting in the work, Bernie. But he's realised, I ain't got it anymore. I reckon he's won one game since his comeback has started. Comeback in inverted commas.
How many games do you reckon? 5, 10?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
What do you call a midlife crisis when it happens in your late 20s? That's what Bernie's going
for. Yeah, quarter life crisis.
And you know how you can tell? The hair colour. That's a red flag. Mm. Bernie's hair colour. What are you doing? That is a genuine sign that things aren't going according to plan.
Well, he's just caught up with the trend that, you know, Eminem's a cool rapper. And
that, yeah, wasn't that the early 2000s?
Absolutely it was. But then Bernie's taken it one step further.
On what now?
Crypto. This is what I'm saying. So he's gone from...
Oh, this is where Dan comes
in. He's
gone,
I'm going to make the money on tennis. And then he's gone, fuck, I'm actually not that good anymore. What else can I do? I'm going to spruik some crypto.
Do you know what? He's probably not actually in crypto. One of the biggest things in the crypto market at the moment is buying influencers to tell them to go and buy this particular coin or go and do this. And now what a lot of people don't realize is a coin is just like a company, basically. So could be something like Tesla, could be Netflix. That's all it is. So go and buy this particular coin, and he's getting, you know, probably $15,000 from that company to say that or do that tweet.
Fuck.
The biggest flaw with this, if you are in cryptocurrency, never ever listen to anyone that's spruiking a coin. It's just no good. Just you got to do your own research and figure out what's actually got a use plan.
Actually, he did say at one point. So this happened over a series of days. I reckon there was so much backlash to him saying, you're a fucking loser. Like, what are you doing? He's come out after that saying, sorry, guys, I got hacked. So he's canned it all, basically.
Oh.
But at one point he did say ETH, Ethereum, I think it is.
Ethereum.
Ethereum is dead. It's such a yesterday's or last year's currency. Go on this one or whatever. So I reckon you might be right. I reckon this whole thing about I was hacked is bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, he was paid. He's probably paid to say it, but I don't know. I don't know. It's funny because you don't love crypto at the moment. You think it's stupid, silly.
Oh, Mark, have you got a big investment portfolio in cryptocurrency?
I have, thanks to Dan, and I'm investing wisely.
Do you really?
Not at all.
No, he hasn't touched it.
But I will say that I haven't given it a chance, and we always dismiss it. Well, he talks highly of it. Maybe we need to look into it.
That's because he tried selling thermomixers and having Tupperware parties and it didn't work. It didn't make him enough money. So now he's spruiking crypto.
I never badmouth something where I know fuck all about it. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I had no idea. And when I started researching it, I was like,
are you about to plug it?
Nah, I was interested in it. But the thing is, like, you know, the Crows number one sponsor is crypto.com.
Yeah.
Coin spots all around MCG. Like the AFL is right into it. Like they've.
Speaking of AFL, do you guys have an opinion on NFTs?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about.
I got told to get involved in AFL NFTs today, in a big way, and I thought, okay, I will. Yeah. So my mate has got me involved.
So do you know what an NFT is?
It's like
it's a non fungible token, Mark.
Yeah, there you go.
See. I was going to be put on the spot though. I had no idea. Now I do.
So it's a digital version of something.
Yeah.
What's the world coming to?
But the thing
I don't want to be involved in this.
But you're going to be. This is the problem. Like everyone's going to be in some sort of metaverse world. You're going to be like everyone's like, I'll never be on my phone all the time doing whatever. But we are. We're in the Facebook world, Instagram world. But instead of being on your fingers and looking at a screen, you'll be basically in it yourself.
I feel sick.
So that's what's going to. Gonna be fucked up.
Dan's just gonna be an old bloke sitting in the corner with virtual reality goggles on. Jacking off in the metaverse. Hey guys. Speaking of jacking off.
Yeah.
I just was thinking about something the other day.
What?
Have you guys ever had a wet dream?
I reckon a few. Yeah.
You know what?
Actual wet.
Yeah, a few.
I never have. And you know what? I'd love to have one. I've never had one.
Well, Me too.
Stop wanking so much, mate, and you have one.
All right.
Me too. I'm serious. Yeah. It got me thinking. I was thinking at the time, I was thinking, you know, you can get a bit of pre-jizz and go, oh, yeah, that's wet, right?
That's not wet.
So you've actually, through your power of your mind and your imagination, while sleeping, your brain has convinced yourself to ejaculate.
I reckon, yeah, in my teens, I reckon.
That is fucking hectic. Think about that for a second. Yeah. Now if you want to ejaculate, you need to go and furiously fucking work that thing into a frenzy.
For someone that's so creative, I'm surprised that I have not had a wet dream.
It's crazy.
But I'm not surprised that Dan has had one.
Now, I have had sexy dreams before.
This guy loves creativity. Yeah, yeah.
And I think I've even woken up from a sexy dream like gyrating on the bed. Like a bit of hip action.
Yeah.
Can we delete this whole episode once we're finished? Yeah.
Humping your pillow?
Fuck. But I've never, ever, ever come to... That's going to be a double entendre.
Come to a conclusion? Reached
a climax through yeah, right. a dream.
Wow. Maybe you just wake up at the wrong time.
Potentially. Actually, bringing me to dreams. I told you this on the way here. I had a bad dream about tennis last night.
Was it curious? Didn't want to talk to you?
Tried to get a signature?
My yeah. next door neighbour who's building at the moment, so they're not living there, his dad, I see them sometimes playing at Blackwood Tennis Club. And
is this the steel fixing to your left?
Yeah. It's a slab now.
Love it.
And I had a dream where he came into my place and he's like, hey, you said something about tennis the other day, because I did ask him, do you want to come and have a hit with me? So we went to these indoor tennis courts and I could not hit the serve. As in, I could not even connect with the ball. And it kept happening. And then it got weird. Like we started playing with shuttlecocks, like badminton.
Oh, I know those dreams.
Shuttlecock
this
and
sounds
I was like
such a normal dream to me. My dreams are like, I know I'm fast. I know I can get away from people. So something happens and I'm trying to run away.
And you can't?
And I can't. And I know that I'm normally like really good at running and I can't do it.
Or you're in a fight and your punches are so slow. You can still punch people, but it's like.
No, that's real life. I'd just run. Like I would just run. What about you, Dan?
Oh, just fucked. I always have these ones where like I fall off a balcony or like.
Yeah, and you keep falling.
And then I wake up and go do the. Like, and I jolt awake. Oh. Yeah. Hate those.
Yeah. They definitely exist.
Dreams are hectic. Could you imagine if you could program a dream?
Oh, I'd love relive them.
No, just program it. So you know going to sleep tonight what you're going to dream about. What would you choose? Mark, we already know it's going to be sexy dreams.
I don't know. Maybe
that's so true.
Something like amazing, like catching like a massive fish or something would be good because I'm back
in the
fishing.
You know what the coolest dreams that I have are?
Flying.
Yeah, love it. I'm not sure if you guys have ever experienced this, but if you fall asleep at a certain spot, can you wake up in that dream at that exact spot and walk around and all of the dimensions and all of your surroundings are exactly the same?
It's called sleepwalking, Mark.
No. I know you're trying to make a joke, but I can get up and walk around. Let's say I fell asleep here. I could get up and walk around and do everything and visit everything, go out. I could walk to McDonald's, right, down your road, and everything would be very realistic. Can you do that?
Nah.
I had one like this once.
It's insane. I can only do it like once every 2 months.
Oh, that's so frequent.
I know. Six times a year, baby.
I had one like that where I went to the pub, went to the pokies, and I was like hitting jackpots, like hundreds of thousands of dollars jackpots. And everything was so real, picture perfect.
Yeah.
Until I went to cash out and leave the thing. And then everything started getting distorted and I was it wasn't working. Wow. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Something weird will happen and things will go weird. Like some massive creature will rock up and you'll be like, this is a dream. And you'd snap out of it.
Have you ever had those dreams where you've done something bad, like crashed a car or like, you know, shot someone or something crazy's been going on and you've woken up and been like, oh my God, like that was a fucking dream.
What about those dreams that you have and something really bad happens? And that amazing feeling of relief as you wake up and go, oh, my God, I didn't really kill that person and I'm not going to jail for life. You know what I mean? Those dreams are fucking crazy. Like you get that rush of like, thank God.
Dreams are psycho.
Yeah.
Dreams are nuts.
They are just insane. And you know, people say, or there's some research to suggest, that the dreams occur in the last seconds before you're awake. So this could be the most long, convoluted dream that you've ever had. Mm. But it's in the last like 30 seconds before you wake up. In your dream, it's like 10 hours. Mm. So this is just something in your head is going, boom, here's an idea that you're going to think happened.
Yeah.
But it's all happened in such a condensed time period. It's just fucking slow.
Yeah, okay. Dreams are fucked up.
One more before we move on. Do you ever have a dream that is so crazy you wake up and you know that you're going to remember the dream, but you want to sort of write it down so you know that when you actually wake up, you can look at it and go, that's what I dreamt about.
Yeah.
And you decide not to because you know that you're going to remember the dream. But when you actually wake up, you completely forget what the dream was about.
Absolutely.
I have that every single time. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I love dreams. Moving on.
Selling time.
What? Selling time.
Okay. I'm passionate about this one, boys. Oh my God. Dan, hit me.
Okay.
This was your idea.
I was thinking about this the other day. Would you, for example, if you're – like I've got a holiday coming up in about a few months.
Yeah.
Right? And I was thinking like I'm pretty keen to go on it. I haven't been overseas in a while.
This is when I'm taking care of the cats?
Yeah. Would I sell the next 2 months for like $5,000? So I'd time warp straight to that before the trip and have $5,000? Or would I not do that? Or would you – let's say sell a year of your life. So all of a sudden you'd be from 31 to 32 for $100,000. Like, would you do that?
Okay. So I had some numbers down and I want you guys to really think hard about this. I had a price that I would put on a year that I think someone would offer you to have that amount of money if you would fast forward to that year and you'd lose it. Now, what do you think? Think about it, is a realistic price to lose 1 year on. Think about a decade. A decade is 10 years.
Yeah.
How much money is a decade worth? Keeping in mind that there's a lot of people out there that hate their lives.
Mm.
They think they need money for happiness. They think that I don't have any money. Money would buy me happiness. How much money is a year worth? Think about it. Because I think I've got the number here and I think I'm bang on the money about what people would be willing to part.
Quarter of a mil? Is that what you're thinking?
No.
More? Okay.
Less?
A year for me would have to be 5 to 6 times my normal wage. So.
Wow.
I reckon. Like.
Okay. I had here $100,000 is 1 year, meaning if I lost a decade,
you
could give a decade away and someone has $1 million.
Not enough.
But it isn't. But here's the thing. I'm being a bit stingy with my offer. If you're a 40-year-old and you're single and life is shit and someone says, bang, you're now 50 and you're a millionaire, that I think is a really interesting number and I think that's where I actually thought about this.
Can we clarify this concept a little bit?
Yeah.
So I'm buying the money because I'm adding years to my life?
No, you're losing it.
No. That's if you're selling it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Am I buying money from you? So I say, hey, Mark, want to buy a year of your life. Am I getting that on my life?
No. It's just, it's like an imaginary number that it's all to do with you and not to do with someone else.
Oh. Do I get a report at the end of the time that I've been away for?
We can arrange something.
Do you imagine that? You wake up and they're like, oh, hi, Mr. Wilsden. Welcome to 2032. Here's a report of what's happened in the last decade.
That's cool. Mm. That would be so cool. Like, Putin lost the war. He's pretty much Adolf Hitler now. He committed suicide in the bunker.
You fast forward 10 years and all you see is sticks and stones and you're like, Putin won. Like,
your money's worthless.
Yeah.
Oh, it's interesting.
Yeah, wait, then that's the other thing. Imagine if there's like a few, like a little rules that you can't change. So you could fast forward a year, but you could die in that time. You know, like you just wouldn't know.
I think there'd be a terms and regulations. But,
no,
that.
I mean, but like,
I get what you mean.
Okay, here's the thing. Like your body obviously fast forwards.
Yeah.
But something like if you had a cancer and you skipped a decade, the cancer then grows in that waiting time.
And you die.
You wake up and
you don't get the money and you not only lose that time that you had from the time you made the deal to the time you died of cancer, you don't get the money.
That's a bad time.
Yeah.
It's a horrible time.
Terrible time. But if you live that time, would you get a bit sick and go, I might go get a scan, find something, get cured.
Yeah. So you're actually getting more time potentially.
Yeah. But that's a great point you brought up. Imagine like these rich elites being able to buy more time. Like I'm 75. Can I buy a decade off you? 100 million. Like
crazy.
That would be where it gets hectic.
Yeah.
But I think I'm very happy with my $100,000 for 1 year.
Justin Timberlake does a movie called In Time, doesn't he?
Dan, that's where they've got numbers on their head. Dan, I don't think they can change it though.
You are reading my mind tonight. I was about to mention that before.
Yeah, right.
Before you went bang. That's a very cool movie. It's probably the closest film there is in terms of plot line to what we're talking about right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
Time.
I reckon it's time to do the time.
We do. Hit me with the best fact. Fire away. All right, I'm going to go first. Get mine out of the way. Yeah. Guess what animal can recognize faces, and it's not magpies, which you spoke about.
Going to say magpies. Elephants.
No, it's sheep. Sheep can recognize faces. As a social animal, sheep are capable of recognising familiar and unfamiliar faces. Studies even suggest that they miss other sheep when they are taken away for a long time.
I'm trying to think of a New Zealand joke right now.
That's sad, isn't it? So, like, you're in a paddock with, like, old mate Stephen Sheeple, and he gets taken, and then you, oh, there's Stephen.
Horrible. Okay, I've got a little fact for you guys. Now, when we're talking about sports, what is the most dangerous sport that comes to mind? If you're thinking as a whole about everything and...
Quidditch.
What could someone do that equals death?
Honestly, I think AFL or rugby.
I don't mind it, but between 2 to 3 jockeys are killed each year, and roughly that's how many baseballers have died in its entire professional history.
Wow.
So as a jockey, and you can think of some famous jockeys that have died, one that comes to mind, 2002 Media Puzzle got rode to victory. The jockey on that horse, his brother had died a week earlier.
Yeah.
And I remember as he crossed the finish line, I don't want to mention names because I might be misquoting, but it was his brother.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
he did it for?
That the tables were turned in horse racing. So the horses had the power. So the horses are riding.
Is this
still getting ridden by people, but the horse has a fall and breaks its leg. It gets up and goes, "Why'd you let me do that, you fuckhead?" and shoots the person.
Is this from Family Guy? Have you seen that?
No.
Nah. Oh, I need to send it to you.
Is it a thing someone's already thought
it's
about?
It's so relatable.
Imagine that. I don't have an original idea.
No, I believe you. I like it. I will send you the clip. You'll love it.
All right. What's your fact?
Okay. You can guess this one if you want.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, just you, not you. You shut your mouth.
Okay.
Dirty pirate hooker. Okay. Pyramids.
Yep. Triangle.
Hectic, right? Pyramids.
Yeah.
Huge. How do they get there? Blah, 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 whatever.
I can tell you how that happened.
How much do you think was the heaviest block they've recorded in one of the pyramids?
106. In the pyramids?
No, like in the construction of the pyramids.
What, the average block or the heaviest?
The heaviest.
I'm going to say 10,000 ton.
That's way too heavy.
Okay. It's like the weight of the earth, but okay. No worries.
3 tons?
50 tons.
Wow. No, that one wasn't that far off.
That's pretty heavy.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I haven't lifted 50 tons recently, but, you know.
Did they say it was definitely a block?
Yeah.
So it's not a ball that they've rolled somewhere?
So, no. You know how many bricks have been used that weigh between 2.5 and 15 tons in the construction of the pyramids? Fuck. This is a crazy number.
Jesus Christ.
1 million.
2 million.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say 38 million.
Oh, fantastic.
Fuck, that's a lot, that's, isn't it?
It's just mind-blowing. Like, how long did it take him? It could have happened over, like, generations and generations.
And think about this, right? Like, you go and buy a house these days, and majority of the time you want to renovate it because you're like, oh, the style's gross. So this guy's like designed this thing, and by the time it's even like second layer's been done, he's like, I already hate the design. Like, can we
should have done
it?
Circles.
Yeah, he's already over it, and he's just got like another fucking 300-400 years to be built. Fucking funny. Hell.
Shambles.
Yeah,
that's us.
See you later, friends. Bye.
I will see you there, or I will see you on another time.
That was very confusing. I don't know if you're going to come or not.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.